The World Series between the Los Angeles Dodgers and Houston Astros gets underway tonight. Both teams have passionately embraced the concept of baseball analytics and sabermetrics and focus on using big data to determine which players will be most successful most often. A couple of decades ago, there was a battle between so-called traditionalists, who thought the human eye and scouting would lead to the best decisions on players, and the newfangled statistical and data models. That was laid out in the book and later the film Moneyball. Keith Law has been right in the thick of that as an ESPN analyst and author of the book Smart Baseball. And Keith, are we still seeing the turf battles between those traditional baseball scouts and the data experts who never played the game at the highest levels, or has that kind of gone away?
Yes, that ended a very long time ago. Media in general, mainstream media, still like to promulgate that myth because I think it serves a narrative for them. But the truth is, all 30 teams at this point have analytics departments. If you are not willing to work with analytics, with the guys whose full-time job is to work with all kinds of information to help teams make better decisions on players, you can't work in baseball anymore. And most people adapted. There were a few people who didn't, and they're kind of getting swept out of the industry or been swept out by now. But really, at this point, if you want to work in baseball, or if you do work and have worked in baseball, you have had to come around to the view that the analytics folks have a seat at the table and that their input, their analysis is going to be a significant part of decision-making going forward alongside the information that you're getting from more traditional methods.
Now, Keith, those of us who will watch a local broadcast, let alone on ESPN, will see when the batter comes up. We'll see the statistics, which are pretty similar to what we've seen forever, although OPS now on base percentage plus slugging is becoming more prominent. But if you were to actually have time to watch a game on TV, would you look at it and say, why do they still show batting average? Why do they still show RBI? That kind of thing.
Yeah, it drives me crazy that they still show that because it's missing so much information. You're leaving so much out. You're not really informing the viewer. I've done a little bit of color work on baseball, on game broadcasts myself, and I understand the limitations where you just don't have a lot of time to talk, to make your points. So, and particularly you don't have time to go into long explanations of statistics. At the same time, whatever you put up on the screen to show the viewer, they're going to immediately assume that that information is meaningful. So when you put information like a pitcher's win-loss record, his save total, a hitter's RBI total, fielding percentage, we've seen a lot of that in postseason coverage already. These numbers are not useful. They don't actually tell us anything useful about the player's performance or his skill level. And my argument is you're doing the viewer a disservice by continuing to push that information out to the viewer as if that's giving you, say, a complete picture of the player when, in fact, there are better stats, some of which are still fairly simple, like on-base percentage, that give you a more accurate picture of the player's past performance or of his ongoing skill level.
Keith, one other question related to sort of the traditional versus more modern baseball statistic arguments. Baseball's always been so stat-driven. You know, you'll go to a game with your dad or grandpa or mom or grandma, whatever it may be, and you look at the statistic and say, okay, this is how we measure what a good player is. I wonder, when we think about baseball having, at least people saying, some generational challenges, some demographic challenges going forward, do you think baseball, in terms of statistics, can bridge the gap between the more traditional and then the more analytic statistics? Is that part of a way to draw in a younger audience, frankly?
I think that the younger you go, the more that people are more comfortable with technology and more expecting more rational discourse. They're quicker to discredit the sort of myth-making, narrative-built writing and what passed for analysis in previous generations. They're more likely to question, and they feel like they have access to more information themselves, and you certainly have fans now who are capable of actually doing some of the analysis themselves because they have the technical skills to be able to work with some of this data, at least. And so I think it raises the bar. There are certainly people in the media now who are still hewing to that old model of the, you know, sort of the old, tired kind of myth-making, discussions of clutch and lineup protection and players who rise to the occasion or who are soft and can't play well in tough situations. But I find that over time, that's been going away as the people who actually do cover the sport change and as the audience changes and demand something very different. I've been fortunate. It's created a niche for me, both in terms of the book and in terms of my prospect writing for ESPN, because what I do is much more, you know, I like to think of it as a much more rational approach to the sport. Whether I'm talking stats or I'm talking scouting, it's very specific, it's very evidence-based. So when I make arguments or I put opinions out there, they may not always be right, but I can at least back them up with some firm evidence, which is what I find the audience is really asking for.
Keith, I want to wrap up with a two-part question, which is, if you could eliminate a statistic that we focus too much on and then build up another statistic we don't focus enough on, what would the two be?
I'd kill the save. The save has really damaged the sport, that it's changed the way managers manage their bullpens. It's changed the way teams assemble their rosters. And, of course, it's changed the way we compensate and value players, even looking at their legacies. And the save is really a function of when you're used, not so much of how you pitch when you're used, but it's just when the manager chooses to put you in the game. And I find that it really does not correlate at all to a player's ability or to his performance. I think the sport is much worse off for a sports writer actually inventing this stat. We could probably have another 10-minute conversation about wins above replacement. When I'm talking about hitters, and people ask me this all the time, what stat do you look at? Do you look at WAR? Do you look at weighted on-base average? You know what? Everyone can understand what on-base percentage is. How often do you make an out? Well, on-base percentage is the converse. How often do you not make an out? It's the most important thing for a hitter. The best thing he can do is get on base. Doesn't matter how he gets on base, just get on base safe. And if you want to start a conversation about whether a hitter is productive, that's the first thing to go for. Teams should structure their lineups around hitters on base percentages. The TV coverage should always focus first on that. Here's how often this hitter makes an out. That gives you a pretty good sense of what kind of hitter he is. And then we can go to other stats that give you more of a picture, that flesh it out further. But that's the best starting point when discussing a position player at the plate.
Keith Law is the author of the book Smart Baseball and an analyst and senior baseball writer for ESPN.